Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel. Going downtown in the middle of the night.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's the smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. Barbara has been a tax attorney for a long time. Got her right out of high school, and she is the author of all the J.K. Lasher's books on small business taxes, among many other things. She has an outstanding website, BarbaraWeltman.com, that I encourage you to check out. You will be smarter when you go there, and you will thank me later. Barbara, thanks again for being here. We're talking. Let's talk this segment about some of the work you've been doing on the so-called gender gap.
Well,
wage gap.
Well, it's still there. It's much better than, not much better, but it is better than it used to be. The latest
The gap is smaller, is what you're saying.
The gap is smaller, meaning that men and women, what the gender gap is that women are paid less for doing the same work.
Right.
But it's not always identical work. It's sometimes just comparable work.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hard to compare apples to oranges.
Also, isn't the issue of how you calculate the gap? I mean, you've got to take into consideration the different roles that women and men play in life and in society.
Well, you would think that, but anyway.
No, but I'm just saying some calculations. I'm not minimizing the gap at all. I'm just saying some calculations are more political than others.
Well, I would say that's probably true because some of it depends on the labels that you put on the kind of work.
Right.
So that.
Well, or if you don't take into consideration the differences in the role that men and women play when you do the calculation, then when you don't take that in consideration at all, then you get a different number than if you do.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
what's happening now, there are a couple of things going on. We've had the Equal Pay Act forever. It's been around for years and years where theoretically you're supposed to pay the same wages,
right,
regardless of
if you're a commissioned salesperson, you're supposed to get the same wage regardless.
If you're driving
a D9 Caterpillar out on a construction job, which men and women do, then you're supposed to get the same money.
Right, but there are a couple of things going on now that are intended to help the wage gap. I'm not positive it will, but for example, we now have a new movement afoot where employers are going to be prohibited from asking about salary history, and Massachusetts became the first state to do this, and July 1 in 2018 that law takes effect. What it would mean would be that because women previously have been paid less than men, this way you set the wage for the position regardless of what people made in the past.
Or she had been off for 5 years having children and for whatever reason. Again,
right.
back to my point about the different roles that men and women play in society. And through no fault of her own, she had the job that she had fit that family situation, and that was not germane to the future.
Exactly. So that's one of the things that's kind of happening.
And on its face, I wouldn't be in favor of that law, but if it prevented someone from mistreating someone that otherwise would have, maybe that's what a law like that's good for.
Well, I don't know. Another trend, if you will, that's happening are pay secrecy laws. In other words, many companies don't want employees talking with their coworkers about what they're getting paid. And that kind of secrecy has been thought to contribute to the gender pay gap.
That's been going on a long time. When I worked for Sears way back, and I'm talking way back,
mm-hmm.
They did not want you talking about that at all. When I worked for Xerox, Right after Sears, they did not want you talking to your peers about how much you made.
That's right. But there's a growing number of states that are prohibiting employers from having this pay secrecy rules. And
Let me tell you a quick joke. It's not a joke. It's a story, but it's a funny story. One of the managers when I was at Sears got a $10 a week raise.
Mm-hmm.
And the boss said, now his name was Goethe. He said, now, Goethe, I don't want you telling anybody about this raise, this $10 raise. He said, don't worry, sir. I'm just as ashamed of it as you are.
Very good joke, and very really apropos to what's going on.
That actually happened. That was a true story because he would do that. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so the point is for us as small business owners, what we need to do is to obviously stay abreast of the law changes in our cities and states. Some cities are making changes, even if the states aren't. So you really, mm-hmm. like Philadelphia.
Wow.
So you really have to watch what's going on locally and on the state level. And then I think you have to really reexamine how are you setting pay for positions. Is it based on the work that's being done or what you know about what the person used to earn? And I think you need to find out about this.
It's all about not taking advantage of people, isn't it?
It's not that.
It's about fairness and doing the right thing.
Of course. But,
go ahead.
I think small business owners want to do the right
thing.
There's
no question about it.
I think their intention is good, but sometimes the actions can get befuddled.
I will tell you this. If I'm favoring anybody, I favor hiring a woman over a man, Barbara, be honest with you. For some jobs, they're better at it. Men, they work harder sometimes. And I'm probably more likely to if I'm going to discriminate, I'm probably more likely to discriminate against a guy than a lady. Just outed myself, didn't I? Quick break, right back. 10-2.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.